Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Week 9 gets underway in the NFL tonight. Baltimore, Miami, the return of Lamar Jackson to help you set your lineup and get a win in Week 9. We welcome in from the deep shot. Talk some fantasy football with our pal, Andy Barron. So, Lamar Jackson is back, Andy. All is well with Baltimore. It's hard for me to even talk about Baltimore after our team got snooped last week.
That was outrageous. Another 11 penalties for the Bears. Just an absolute outlier in that category so far this season. It was dreadful. They're no longer the hottest team in football, but this is pretty exciting if you're a fantasy manager and you are relying on literally any Ravens because Lamar makes it all go. And if you're somehow still in contention and you're just getting Lamar back, man, this team has a particularly friendly schedule in the second half. So we need to be pretty excited about it. They're, you know, you only got a couple hours left, honestly, to trade for some of these guys ahead of a matchup with the Dolphins. That's super friendly. You know, they've got the Vikings out there. That's not a stay away defense this year. They got the Bengals twice on the schedule. They got the Steelers out. I mean, it's friendly. This could be really good for the Ravens moving forward.
We apply some things we saw last week from Buffalo, Carolina, meaning, hey, this running game that we were all kind of scared of for the Panthers, it doesn't matter much. If you have Andy Dalton, he was terrible last week, Andy, like to the point where I'm now questioning, all right, where Rico Dowdle was having these monster games that propelled you to a win, and sure, Chuba Hubbard's back, and that was kind of a weird breakout, too. Like, your thoughts here, do you stay away from the Carolina backfield knowing that really they don't have the quarterback, and it is a tough defense they're going up here against in Green Bay?
Well, they certainly don't have the quarterback, and they don't have the quarterback, whether it's the backup or the starter, honestly, because Bryce Young wasn't particularly impressive early in the year. It is a difficult matchup, and we have seen Rico Dowdle thrive in friendly matchups. I don't know that we've seen him, you know, go full beast mode against a very competent defense, and that's what they're about to face. That said, Dave Canales came about as close as any head coach ever will to really saying that that's going to be Rico Dowdle's backfield moving forward. Called him exceptional in comments to reporters this week. Mentioned wanting to give Chuba Hubbard a chance when he came back from the calf injury. I don't think it's been close between those two in the time that they have shared the backfield, and I think that arrangement probably needs to end unless Chuba can find another level. At the very least, we probably need Rico Dowdle to play the first series in these games.
Andy, trade deadline in the NFL is Tuesday, and also in a lot of fantasy leagues, and you mentioned it there as we were talking about the Ravens. Are there other targets, other players, other situations that you're looking to exploit, knowing now that we have about a half a season's worth of data, there's some defenses that are going to be very, very, very giving to some of these players?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite teams, just as a whole to target via trade, I've been looking at Washington. I think everybody sees it coming with the Ravens, right? And if you've been holding on, you know, no matter who it is, whether it's Zay Flowers, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, I think most competent fantasy managers have known exactly what that offense is capable of in the second half of the season. Man, I've been looking at Washington pretty hard because they are the team that gets the Cowboys in championship week in week 17. And that Cowboys defense, it just keeps on giving. it's basically created the situation for Dak Prescott that we thought Joe Burrow was going to be in this year. They can't stop anything. It doesn't matter if they're in man, doesn't matter if they're in zone, they can't stop the run. So Washington is the team that gets to face them in week 17. And that's good for Jaden Daniels. It's good for any receiver who's active, and it is certainly good for JCM.
Well, why don't we jump there? Because, all right, we don't think of Arizona being this bevy of fantasy points. Are you comfortable starting Bam Knight sight unseen here, knowing there's so many different, I would imagine he might be still available in some leagues here for Arizona.
I hate when you use the word comfortable because it's invariably in reference to a player that I'm certainly not comfortable starting. Right?
But I guess anyway. A situation would be comfortable, the wrong word, but somebody's got to get the ball in that Arizona backfield.
Exactly. We've been eyeing, you know, we've fallen into a habit now in fantasy where we're just looking for opportunities to pick on the Dallas Cowboys because that defense isn't going to get any better. They don't really have a path to getting any better. Absolutely, I am rolling out Bam Knight in a couple of leagues. I don't know that I'm comfortable with it because I don't think he's been special. I think he's just been a little bit better than Michael Carter. That said, it hardly matters against the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to have opportunities against them. It's not an offense that I trust to fully take advantage of even the friendliest matchup, but I do think that Bam Knight probably has his best game of the year upcoming, and he has a good chance of finding the end zone. I'm not gonna bang the table for it just based on matchup, however, because again, he hasn't looked great, and we don't know yet if Kyler Murray is even gonna play.
Andy, at the deep shot, your quarterback rankings for the week, number one and number two, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. You can imagine we've been talking about this game quite a bit. So I would guess by your rankings that you believe this has shootout potential.
Yeah, I think certainly now that Rashee Rice has returned to Kansas City, that seems like a Death Star offense to me. That's the final piece that slides into place. We don't think they're going to have Isaiah Pacheco this week, but that hardly matters. They already had a rotation at running back. They're going to be fine. Mahomes is playing great. I think we're back in the mode where, man, if you're going to give Kansas City a game, if you're going to beat them, you better get to 30, 31 points in order for it to, you know, be competitive. And obviously it's a frisky defense, but the Bills at their best can do that. They're one of the few teams that's equipped to go toe-to-toe with Kansas City. I mean, we know how it's gone in the regular season. We know how it's gone in the postseason. They're invariably classic games, though. And it's probably the individual game that I'm looking forward to the most.
At last I looked, Brian Thomas Jr. was leading the league in drops. That's not a good thing. But here's Jacksonville coming off a bye, so let's kind of reset here because Brian Thomas Jr. had been the rumor of in the rumor for being in a trade. Well, he's going to be here this week. At least we know this week here, Andy. Kind of a play him this week, or is that somebody you might want to target there, perhaps? Your thoughts on a player that really hasn't lived up to the status that many of us thought he would?
Yeah, we're half a season down now, too. So this isn't just, you know, one or two isolated weeks. He has 9 drops officially on 55 targets. That's more drops than he had all of last season on over 130 targets. He is not playing well. And there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's not like Trevor Lawrence is playing great, but these drops are not all on Trevor Lawrence, right? These have been game-changing misplays by Brian Thomas. And if you're hesitant to start him, I get it. I've dropped him in the ranks way off of where he was being drafted, right? Like he was drafted at the round one, round two turn. I mean, even in a week with four teams on bye, I've got him in the 20s at receiver. It's he's just simply not playing well. And then the other thing you have to recognize is that Travis Hunter is really coming on, and it's a very common story for rookie receivers who are huge talents to maybe not break through initially, but begin to ascend in the second half of the season, certainly coming off a bye. That's the situation for Jacksonville. Hunter saw 14 targets in that game ahead of the bye in London. I mean, it wouldn't be a shock if we all widely consider him the wide receiver one in Jacksonville by the end of the year.
Andy, talking about wide receivers ascending, this one didn't ascend in the second half of his rookie year. All it really took was getting DK Metcalf out of town. How surprised are you at the season that Jackson Smith and Jigba is compiling?
Not at all. This is going to end up one of the things that I
you got a victory lap on.
I'm going to be wrong. I'm going to be wrong on a million things, but I took Jackson Smith and Jigba all over the place. And you could usually get him like early third round, which was just stealing. He's great. He's absolutely great. And I thought it became clear, especially in the preseason, a little bit if you just watch him on tape last year, I thought it became clear that he was going to be able to operate anywhere, that he didn't need to be a slot guy, that he was very capable downfield. And, man, he's just a big part of the story for Seattle right now. Sam Darnold is leading the league in yards per attempt at 9.1 YPA. That's crazy. A lot of that is Smith and Jigba downfield. This is a wonderful year, and he's a great player.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Andy Behrens of Deep Shot, our guest here. Andy, myself included, a lot of us lost our RB2 last week in Cam Scataboo, and it's not a giant offense that particularly trust at this point with a rookie quarterback, but your thoughts on that backfield? I mean, are we... A lot of us had to pick up Tyrone Tracy here. So where do you put him? You have him ranked this week as it's a matchup that we don't particularly feel great about, right, against the Niners?
Yeah, I think you did the right thing in picking up Tyrone Tracy. I think the Giants made it pretty clear that he was going to be, the almost full workload featured runner in Scataboo's absence. It's terrible because I don't know if anybody was as fun, just purely fun, like stylistically fun, aesthetically fun as Cam Scataboo this year. His style is just, I don't know. We don't get a lot of it. We don't get a lot of guys who just simply never step out of bounds, who just look for a guy to run into. He was a blast. He was an absolute party, and there just aren't any other running backs like that. Tyrone Tracy is not like that. But, all that said, I do think that Tyrone Tracy can actually produce at 90 or 95% of the level that we're getting from Scataboo. So I don't think it's less fun. It's going to make Giants games less fun. But I don't think this is a true season shifter for New York. I think he's a pretty good player. And he looked great last year before he kind of ran out of gas at the end of the season. I thought he was on fumes and a little bit injured by the end of the year, but I thought he really looked good when he came on. So I'd still trust Tracy.
Andy, just some general football takes from you on a couple of teams that I think a lot of people are wanting to believe are going to fail somewhere down the road, because what we see out of Indianapolis is remarkable. 7-1. Nobody had them doing what they're doing this year. New England leading the AFC. These are just two teams in the AFC that I think to myself, okay, this is a nice story, but now halfway through the season, when's the other shoe going to drop? Are you buying stock? Are you believing that these teams are legit? Denver, I guess, would be another one, knowing what we've seen out of Denver so far this year.
I mean, well, here's the bad news for Buffalo fans, right? I think there was an argument to be made that it's not the one I was making, but I think there was an argument to be made that New England might have been a mirage prior to last week. Because the Patriots had not faced much of a schedule. They certainly had not faced a good defense, right? It was the Raiders, the Dolphins, you know, they had the Panthers in there. It wasn't even the Bills defense, you know, very good team, but it's not an, you know, that formidable a defense. But then they faced the Browns. And for me, that was like the big litmus test of whether Drake May was really an every week fantasy starter. If you put up the numbers that you've been putting up all year and you do it to Cleveland, a defense that is verifiably great and has a game wrecker, and that guy played well enough to wreck the game, and Drake May still put up 280 and 3 touchdowns and 50 rushing yards and was great for fantasy, that was kind of the final question for me about Drake May and the Patriots. And now I think they're real, and they are a team that you actually have to get past. And I listen, with Indianapolis, you just got to watch them for like a quarter. And the offense is so well designed. The passing game is so well designed. Unlike what happens when you watch a Bears game, say, receivers are never running into each other. They're never arriving at the same spot at the same time. Right. Like it's just a beautiful offense, and they've got it humming. So I certainly believe in those two teams. Denver's probably the team that I feel the most shaky about, because they, you know, they get themselves in a mess that they then have to extract themselves from. It is a very good defense, but I don't think you can just get through the AFC with a good defense. I think you got to be able to put up 35 reliably. And they've put up some big point totals, but I don't think Bo Nix is ready to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes, with Josh Allen, with Lamar Jackson. I kind of do feel that way about Drake May, though.
Andy, if there's one team that I cannot put my finger on, who are the Atlanta Falcons? Sure, they didn't have their quarterback last week, but they also, when they did have their quarterback, lost 30-0 to Carolina. So, again, I'd ask you, like, with Penix coming back and the Patriots with a decent defense, are we trusting this team? Who are these guys?
This is such a good question, because I think Atlanta is both one of the best 10 teams in the league and one of the worst 10 teams in the league, and you don't know which one's going to show up in any given week. I can't believe how bad their losses have been. And also, that's a shockingly good defense. Like, that's the number one pass defense in the league. They don't always show it, but they're just as schizophrenic as any team that I can, that, like, in recent memory. They do need everyone in the pool, though. I mean, they can't be without, you know, Drake London. I also think Penix is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins. I think we're just kind of on fumes with Kirk Cousins at this stage, and they're going to need Penix playing his best football, and they are absolutely going to need a healthy Drake London. But when they have it, I think they can be a threat to many teams, not all teams, not the upper crust teams, but I think they're good, not great.
Andy Behrens doing work with Dalton Del Don, Chris Harris, veterans in the fantasy football game. Unbelievable new site, The Deep Shot. Andy, tell everybody about it. We can get better at fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. Really appreciate you guys. Yeah, come visit us at The Deep Shot. Subscribe to the Yacht Club podcast. It's me. It's Chris. It's me and Dalton on The Deep Shot. It's all the stuff you're familiar with. It's our ranks. It's our waiver wire previews. Dalton's got a ton of end-of-week content for you. So please, I'd be appreciative if you guys would check it out.
Okay, wait a second. I'm behind here. Does this mean like you're splicing in yacht rock music? Is that kind of the thing?
No, it's like a Russian, nesting doll of inside jokes to get to why we refer to it as the Yacht Club. Chris likes to say that he does the podcast from his yacht. I can't deny it. I can't say he doesn't. Uh-huh. He may.
We have a local band called Yacht Club, and they do just perform yacht rock classics. They're friends of the show, and what you just described about your podcast is kind of what people get when they tune into the sports bar. Just
it.
Nothing but inside jokes and you know, how do we get to where we are?
That's it. Yep, it's me sitting around in a little captain's hat.
Andy, listen to a little Steely Dan. Yeah, I can see it. Andy, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, everybody.
There's Andy Behrens joining us every week at this time. The Deep Shot is the website to check out where you get Andy's rankings and just a better knowledge of fantasy football.
I go back to PJ Glasser yesterday where he said, all right, this, and it's a stat, like Josh Allen has faced the Chiefs now 9 times in his career. 8 of the 9 times, the over has hit on rushing attempts.
9 times.
So if the rushing attempts are set at 7, that's why, like, if Andy's looking at this, okay, there is that, okay, we say Kate, but it's, okay, if it's going to be, it's up to me sort of thing with Josh. So I'm not that you would take Josh Allen out of said fantasy lineup, but I thought it's very interesting that Andy has Mahomes and Allen 1-2 in fantasy rankings for a game that we think is going to be ball control. Maybe this is going to be a good old-fashioned shootout
there. Well, I think the potential for those guys to be the driving force behind the team getting into the end zone, whether it's through Allen's arms or Allen getting in with his legs, Mahomes in his arm, you know, that those guys are going to be the centerpiece of the points. It's not necessarily going to be the running game of Kansas City. Maybe it's Cook, but maybe it's Cook through the air. Right? Maybe it's the thing that we haven't seen the Bills offense do where Josh Allen is hitting James Cook in stride in the flat or on a wheel route down the sideline. It's going to be great. I don't know what constitutes a shootout anymore, but I have in my head my prediction. I'll give it tomorrow morning in the break room on CMF with Tommy Tells It Like It Is. But the over on his rushing attempts feels like a lock, yes, for sure. Which would also solidify Andy's belief that Allen is the number two quarterback this week in fantasy. The rushing upside is there. I know you've already made your selection, and I'm not going to make my selection just to be contrarian, but I do feel differently about this game than I think a lot of people feel.
I have the Chiefs winning this by 10, which there's no shame in it, but... We'll rationalize, well, it'll be different this time when we get to January.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, I don't want that for Bills fans' sake to happen, but I just don't like where there's something off with the vibe of this team, and maybe vibes aren't a thing we should kind of measure here, Danger, but this is an opportunity for the Bills to kind of put that to rest here.
Well, is the kicker okay? Because that's
I'm glad you brought that up. Like, wait a second, Matt Prater, limited calf injury. Like, okay. And it's funny, when you go on IR, you kind of forget. Like a few years ago, the Bills had a running back, Damian Harris. Remember him? And he went on IR, and we never heard from him again. Okay, like when somebody's on IR, it's like you can't ask about him. What happened to Tyler Bass? Does this mean Tyler Bass is reactivated this week off IR?
We haven't had his practice window opened. We don't know.
They could open his window at any point. I mean, like what would be the practice window? Hey, I've been kicking on the side. Okay, let's look. Okay, it's open. You're back. Or are we bringing somebody else off the street?
There's some hot kicker talk. Just unscripted hot kicker talk because Prater's on the injury report. I don't like that. It's calf injury, right?
That's not good.
He's 41.
Not good.
I mean, come on. I remember getting calf injuries when I was 41. Hurt like hell. Is he going to be good to go? We don't know. We'll find out.
Could be just gamesmanship. Who knows?
Oh, boy. Here we go. We got to get to happy hour next. We got a round of shots coming up. We have last call on the way. We've got a game 6 to look forward to tomorrow night in Toronto for the World Series.
We do. And I think we can play this audio from a very, very reliable source, or an observer, I should say, in Steve Smith on Keon Coleman, because it's one thing for you and I to say this, but for a legend like Steve Smith, Agent Zero, to really be critical. I didn't mean that agency. He was nicknamed Agent Zero and Coleman's number 0, but to hear Smith criticize, I think it's worth your listen.
All right, we'll get to that and your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.